Hi, this is Luke Moroney for the Daly Property Search Podcast. And what I'd like to talk to you all about today is the average client that we're seeing coming through and making contact with us looking to buy investment properties and build a portfolio. They typically are someone and they kind of average the age of 45-year-old and they typically are males. Now, this might offend some people, that might put some thoughts in for some people. It might deter some people from investing. So the purpose of doing this podcast today is really reflect on, you know, who's actually making contact with us as buyer's agents, property buyer's agents, and who's looking to invest in property, who's looking to build portfolios, and really, what is the reason why they're waiting to 45 to actually make that move? Or is the timing right for that particular age for people to make that move? So a couple of key things that I would like to consider for everyone out there, whether you are a 45-year-old male or not, is firstly, will you look to buck the trend of what's going on? You know, the average client being a 45-year-old male, if you're outside this scope, are you someone that is looking to buck the trend? Are you making your moves towards buying that first investment property or building your property portfolio that you've got already? So, you know, what are some of the ways that you would do that? It all comes out education, where your attention is focused on, where your awareness is focused on. So if it is on property and you are listening to podcasts like this and you are attending seminars, it is about then taking that next step and taking action on that. Why wait till you're 45? Or if you pass the age of 45, don't think it's that, you know, it's all over and done with, that you can't get started at 50 or 55 or even older. There are opportunities, ways to actually get into the market where, you know, you may have thought that it's not possible. And then if you're a youngster, are you in a situation where you can actually get started and make your first move? And, you know, think about lifestyle and what you really want in life. And, you know, I've been speaking to a lot of younger people of recent weeks who are focused on still living their life and enjoying themselves and traveling and so forth. But is there a way to save a little bit of money as you go along to actually think about putting some money aside for that first investment property, especially while you're still living at home with parents? Your expenses are less during that time. You might find that it's easier to get a loan during that period as opposed to when you're out renting or own your own place. So these factors come into consideration. Secondly, why wait until you are 45? You know, there's a whole idea around, you know, the people looking to at 45 or 50 years old, thinking about the next 5 or 10 years till they actually, you know, set themselves up for like a retirement. But why wait? Imagine you can put yourself, if you're at 25 or 30 years old, in the next 5 or 10 years to buy 5 or maybe 10 investment properties over that time. And that might be just one investment property a year. Obviously, our strategy behind building a portfolio comes around the thought of, if you do grow that first, you get wealth or have equity in that first investment property or that second investment property, it might give you the ability to buy that third and fourth property. And you start compounding the equity or, you know, increasing the amount of money in each of those investments that gives you the ability to get the next one. And all you're using is the equity to actually finance the next property deal. Obviously, you have to have a think about, you know, all the buffers that are in place, all the constraints about what your ability is to borrow, review things with a financial advisor and accountant and so forth, and make sure you're in a position that you can afford to own these properties, considering, you know, potentially interest rate increases or loss of rent or tenants vacating or expenses coming up. Those things need to be considered. But the question is, why wait till 45? The third one is, as a female, if you're listening to this podcast, would you like to work on your own financial wealth? You know, I guess there's more and more females thinking about the idea about building up their own personal wealth. I guess way back in the past, it was a male-dominated idea to actually think about the job, the career, the income, the investing. But definitely times are changing. So I implore all the females out there to think about their own personal wealth and see if they can build it up for themselves, or you know, as a family unit as well. And think about those ways. It doesn't have to be about a male-dominated thought process of investing. I see so many females in relationships that are much more capable than the male in the relationship to actually take action, make moves, and start in property investing. And I'm seeing more and more come through all the time. So, you know, if you're in a situation where you're the stronger individual in that relationship in terms of financial education, experience, know-how, and you've got more passion about it, why not make the move towards starting your property investing? So I guess the message behind this all is, yes, the average client that's coming to us is 45-year-old male and then looking to retire in 5 to 10 years, but why wait till then? Why not buck the trend? Why not be an individual that's going to do things a lot differently? Because I know for myself, and I'm at 40 years old right now, I started my investing when I was 24. It took me a long while to start to really build up the portfolio, but it was probably at around the age of 33, 34 that I started to really go strong with investing. And I've got a portfolio of 30 properties right now. So things are, you know, in a situation that they're building, they're growing. I've got to the point where I'm not thinking about retire. I was thinking more about retirement or financial freedom at, you know, early 30s rather than waiting to 45 or 50. So if you're in that younger age, or if you're a female, or if you're in an older age, see what you can do to start working on your property investment journey now. So guys, hopefully that's helped in thinking about things a little bit different and seeing what sort of clients are coming through. If you do want to have a conversation with me in regards to where you're at right now or where you want to get to, do give me a call on 0400-332-377. Look forward to chatting with everyone. So hopefully that daily property search podcast is really helping with what's going on in your property investment journey. Over and out for now. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.